Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for being around me. We got some, and you're going to be glad you are hanging around with me, because we got our good buddy Gerald Celente back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Gerald is an original member of our Brain Trust, all the way back to 1998, the year after we started doing this show, and which, as you know, next week is our 12th anniversary. And not long after that, Gerald was hanging out with us, and he's been doing it ever since. Gerald is a trends tracker. He doesn't like me to call him a futurist. I think he is, but he doesn't like that. He likes to be called a trends tracker, and I think that's a good title for him. And he's the guy who wrote the book Trends 2000, which is a book that he wrote in the 20th century that is still coming true. His prophecies are still coming true. He writes the quarterly publication, the Trends Journal, as well, and I won't do without my copy. I'm very happy to be a subscriber of that, and he's our good friend Gerald Celente. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me on, and happy anniversary.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. And folks, I mentioned this earlier, but I just need to remind you as a fair warning, gird your loins, buckle your seatbelts, because Gerald is in the building, and he's going to have some things to say that are going to jolt you, perhaps, out of your complacency. Gerald, what are you seeing out there in the world these days?
Well, this is, as we write in the Trends Journal, this is no recovery, it's a cover-up. It's the biggest bank robbery in American history, probably world history. But the banks are doing the robbing. If the names on Wall Street were named Celente, Caruso, Mondavi, Puccini, Rossini, Butoni, Puccio, Abatelli, they call it the mafia. But you're not allowed to call the white shoe boys crooks and criminals. Oh, no, no, no. They don't do pyramid schemes. They don't do Ponzi scams. They don't do loan sharking. They do auction rate securities.
Mm-hmm.
They do derivatives. They do credit default swaps.
Mm-hmm.
And those bank charges, you know, if the Italians with the mafia were charging 12% on a loan, they'd call it loan shark.
Usury.
Yeah.
There's a law.
And they'd have
that.
A DA after you, and they'd throw you in jail, and it'd be front page news. But Citigroup and Bank of America and Chase Manhattan or Chase Morgan, whatever it is,
Goldman
now,
Sachs.
Morgan Chase.
Don't forget Goldman Sachs.
Well, they don't have credit cards.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they could charge you 30%.
We'll get to them in a minute, though. Yeah.
Yeah, you're 6 seconds late on your bill. Mm-hmm. Your credit goes. I just got a notice, and we're not late at all. We pay off all our credit bills as they come in. Credit cards. We just got it's going up to 29%. Who are they kidding? This is highway robbery. Washington has been hijacked by Wall Street. All you have to do is look at the names, where they came from, put them together. Only the blind, the ignorant, or the unwilling to see won't call a spade a spade. This country is gone, and you're a promoter of small business and free enterprise. We've gone from the free enterprise empire of the world to now it's a country where the too big to fails have to be saved. This is no recovery. It's a cover up.
And with complicity from Washington, D.C., we saw that last year.
Well, it's the same team. It's one after another.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. I have been saying for a long time that Wall Street has been at cross purposes with Main Street, and I think that the excessive greed on Wall Street, combined with the incompetence in Washington, and I do believe there's corruption between the two, those three things came together in a perfect storm to give us what happened last year. And not that regular folks on in Flyover America don't have some responsibility. Gerald, we gotta.
They do.
We can't let some of these people off the hook. I didn't buy a house that was too much for me to afford. I didn't do that, but a lot of people did, and a lot of people helped those people do that, and we've got what we have now, which is this financial meltdown that we've had. And the thing that I don't understand, Gerald, is that I don't know. Maybe something will come from this. Maybe there'll be a reckoning for all this. But a year after the government bailed out these banks, the big banks, the top three are now they're now reporting that they're going to pay record bonuses. $30 billion? Is that right?
Yep.
Folks, that's with a B. $30 billion in bonuses. The highest they ever paid before was $27 billion. And a year after they took money from our government so they wouldn't fail, they're paying $30 billion in bonuses. I don't understand that. That's not happening on Main Street. 22, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. Thank you for hanging out there. You got 15 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something you can do there that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Folks, don't unbuckle those seatbelts. Keep them tight because you are still in the middle of a full Gerald Celente experience. Gerald, and we're talking about, one of the things you were talking about the bank credit cards, but the thing that's still getting me is this record bonus that the top three banks that took money from the government are paying out, $30 billion. Gerald, I don't understand how that can happen.
Well, number one is they didn't take it from the government. They took it from us.
Yeah.
We, the taxpayer, are paying the $30 billion bonuses. I read the chairman, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, was saying that he was doing God's work. That's a quote. Could you imagine such blasphemy?
Hey, Jared, one of the things I want to point out, folks, I don't want anybody to think that I'm not in favor of paying for performance. You know that I'm a free market capitalist, that I believe free market capitalism. And when there were contracts that were signed and people performed on those contracts, I don't have a problem with people being paid on the performance of those contracts. But that was prior to what happened last year. I would like to know what those people who are getting paid bonuses, what they did in the last year to deserve those bonuses. I would like to know how that the work that they did contributed to the overall recovery of the global economy.
Well, you know, I'm a believer in capitalism too, and people are saying, matter of fact, I just did a global poll and the majority are saying capitalism is not working. This is not capitalism.
No,
capitalism's working fine.
That's right.
Businesses are supposed to rise and fail on their own merits. They're not supposed to be bailed out under the guise that they're better than everyone else. That's why they get billions, because they're better. And so free market capitalism does not exist. The merger of state and corporate powers, according to someone who knew a thing about it, Mussolini called it fascism. And fascism has come to America. We the people now own General Motors, Chrysler, we own
the president,
parts of Citigroup, AIG.
The President of the United States fired the chairman of General Motors.
And well, again, you know, it's the merger of corporate and state powers. Washington is the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve is Washington.
Gerald, of how capitalism is still hanging in there. Ford Motor Company didn't take any money from the government.
Exactly.
And guess what? They're kicking everybody else's backside.
Exactly. And so free market capitalism is fine, but this isn't capitalism. As I said, the merger of state and corporate powers is called fascism. So here's our forecast. We're looking for a severe downturn in 2010. It actually happened in 2009, but because of the $14 trillion pumped into the system, another $12 trillion on the global
scale. You're talking globally.
Yeah, it's been... it's been stalled with stimulus. Stimulus is going to run out, and the worst is yet to come. We, as you well know, I've been on your show since 1998. We call the bottom of gold in 2001 in December,
yep.
And we've been gold bullish since. And we're looking at gold for $2,000 an ounce.
But that's still adjusted for inflation.
That's
it's
where
still
it
not
should
a,
be.
It's not a record high, is
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
actually
it's adjusted
it's,
for inflation. Gold
it's
should be $2,000
right now.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, we're looking for a continuing decline of the dollar. My strategy, and
how
we don't give
it. How could it get much worse than have any value?
Yeah. Well, you cannot print phantom money out of thin air based on nothing and producing nothing.
Yeah.
Without devaluing the currency, and that's why, of course, India just bought 200 tons of gold
mm-hmm.
last week. People are unwinding their reserve currencies out of the dollar.
I am concerned about, there's another thing that could have a big impact, Gerald, that I'm concerned about, and that is denominating oil in something other than the dollar, which for the first time in history, that those conversations are being had right now.
It's not only are they being had. Saudi Arabia, it hardly made the news at all 2 weeks ago, is no longer pricing its Saudi oil on West Texas Intermediate.
Hmm.
So the change is already underway. And a exchange is now being opened up in Iran to trade oil. So the Middle East is moving away from the States and from the West. People, again, are bailing out of the buck. So for the small businesses, it's not a time to give up. It's a time, actually, for opportunity. And the businesses that are going to make it in the United States are going to be quality-oriented. Here's my mantra for Christmas this season. Don't buy not made in China is my mantra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying anything made in China. Anytime I go out and pick up something that I want to buy and I turn it over and it's made in China, I don't buy it.
Why is that? I mean, you don't accept the fact that we're in a global economy?
No, I don't. This isn't free trade. It's not fair trade. It's lopsided trade. We're dealing with a communist country, a totalitarian dictatorship, who you have labor that undercuts our labor. They are dumping product on the market.
But isn't this a case of where certain products shouldn't be made in you know, they don't need some things that are being made right now don't need to be made in America. They need to be made in other countries.
My personal belief is that I buy everything local that I can. I'm up here in Kingston, New York.
Well, I believe in buying American. I agree with that, but I don't believe in doing an exclusion of everything else.
Well, we need to bring America back.
Globalization, to be honest with you, in my opinion, has helped to increase the standard of living in America. And so I'm not with you on the free trade thing, but I certainly appreciate your opinion. Tintail, right back with Gerald Celente after these messages. Stay with us.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Gerald Celente is our guest, and our good friend Gerald is the author of Trends 2000, which is a book that you probably would, I know you would still enjoy reading it. You'd still be able to find some reality in that book that's at least 10 years old. And he also writes the outstanding quarterly Trends Journal, which you can subscribe to. Gerald, tell us how we can do that.
Our website is trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. And, Jim, I'd like to say that we understand that people are going through difficult economic times, whether they're unemployed, disabled, whatever the situation might be. We have a little form on there to hit, and all the information is confidential. We try to accommodate everyone at every price level we can so that they can get this information, because we believe it's very important to prepare now for a very volatile future.
Well, so folks, check that out. TrendsResearch.com. They can find your book there too, can't they?
Yes.
Both your books, including what Zizi gave Honey Boy.
Yeah, that's my favorite book.
Yeah, that was your aunt, right?
Yeah, Zizi was my aunt.
Yeah, so check that out, folks. It's a sweet book. Okay. More thoughts on what you see coming out.
Well, we're putting together the top trends now for 2010, and unfortunately, we're looking at Terra 2010, and it's not only going to happen in the U.S., it's going to happen in probably a number of the NATO countries. particularly for what's going on in Afghanistan.
Is that is that a big forecast, Gerald? I mean, haven't we had terror every year now for?
This is going to be of major proportions. Uh-huh. This is of 9/11 type of terror. Pakistan is the issue that's under the radar screen.
It's a nuclear power, too.
It's a nuclear power, and the United States is fermenting war between Pakistan and the Civil War is raging. We just allocated, $7.5 billion into Pakistan, and there are more refugees from Pakistan fighting in the Swat Valley, 3 million refugees since Rwanda, and now in South Waziristan, the anti-Americanism is raging, and this is very important. Unlike Afghanistan, the United States has a lot of Pakistan. In other words, people seeking revenge already have people from Pakistan in this country, and we're not picking on Pakistan. I want to make that really clear. You know, we're not saying watch out for Pakistan.
Are you seeing a rise and devotion to radical Islamism?
What we're seeing is a reaction to occupation, bombing of other countries, and getting involved in foreign entanglements.
Yeah.
And people could call it anything that they want. And as we well know, you could Google up my name, Salenti, USA Today, December 14th, 2000. The headline read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says.
Mm-hmm.
It's called foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could justify what we're doing over there. Knock yourself out. The other people that are over there that feel as though they're being occupied and slaughtered, they don't like it, and they're going to seek revenge.
Gerald, over the next couple of minutes we've got, talk to us about, come back to America, to the economy, and some of the things you're seeing over the next 2 or 3 years. How long do you think, in your opinion, where do you think we're going to be in, say, 2 to 3 years in the economy?
It depends on whether or not we have a productive capacity. Go back to the decline during the 90s. What got us out of that recession was the Internet revolution.
Right.
Our whole lives are different now because of it. Products were invented, designed, manufactured, marketed.
Wealth was created.
Exactly. Products. A productive capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that kind of thing.
Maybe you see that on the horizon?
The only thing we could see it coming in is an alternative energy. And also, what's going on in India is very interesting, and this is something for all entrepreneurs to look at. They're taking high technology and making very, very sophisticated but very inexpensive products for the poorer people. So you could buy a refrigerator for $75.
Yep. Cars, too. Inexpensive cars.
Exactly, the Nano.
Mm-hmm.
For, $2,300 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way to look. Take high tech and make it. And one of the trends we have in this Trends Journal, actually, is about that, where we talk
but
about
see now, that. But see, now you're embracing globalization.
Listen, I'm all in favor of globalization. I'm not in favor of dumping products.
I agree with
and
that.
I'm in favor of supporting my neighbor first.
Hey, Gerald.
Building my community.
Hey, Gerald, you know I love you. And I love what you do, and I'm so happy. I don't even want to think about what the world would look like without Gerald Salenti.
Well, the world would be fine without
no,
me.
No, we can't do without you. Hey, Gerald, thanks for being here. Good
hey,
job
thank
today.
You, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.
Gerald Salenti, ladies and gentlemen, he's a great American. I love his way of looking at the world, and I hope you'll follow him a little bit on his site, trendsresearch.com. And, of course, you can find all the things he's done with us over the years on our website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.